Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, after millions and millions of dollars spent, it appears not much has changed in Michigan after Election Day. Let's begin with the race for governor. Republican Rick Snyder beat Democrat challenger Mark Schauer. And in the final few days, it appeared the race was tightening. What happened?
Well, actually, it was fairly tight anyway. What happened was turnout seems to be very low. That was the big shocker for me, that fewer people may have voted than in 2010. Now, the margin was quite small, only 51 to 47%. Governor Snyder's ahead by about 125,000 votes, far cry from the almost 600,000 he won by 4 years ago. So he did less well, but Democrats just didn't turn out, apparently, especially in metropolitan Detroit, where it rained all day, and Lon Johnson had counted on a big absentee vote, which may not have happened.
And there was a lot of attention and talk about Democrats getting out the vote, and that was how they were going to beat the GOP control in Lansing. What did the turnout end up looking like?
It turned out looking, again, very bad. 8 years ago, 3.8 million people voted. That fell in 2010 to 3.2 million. Democrats were hoping for at least 3.5, 3.6, 3.7 million. But as of now, with not quite all the vote counted, the vote for governor is under 3.2 million, which is sort of stunning people. We don't know quite why, whether it was the weather or they were disillusioned, but people just didn't turn out. Again, those who did voted heavily Republican for the legislature, not so much for the governor, but Snyder still made it.
Meanwhile, a bright spot for Democrats is certainly the fact that Congressman Gary Peters beat Republican Terry Lynn Land in the state's Senate race. How did Peters pull this off? Was it just that Land ran a bad campaign?
As Republican consultant Greg McNeely said, and I have to clean this up a bit, Republicans had a really terrible candidate. They must be kicking themselves. Terry Lynn Land became sort of nationally famous for being inept, from hiding from the press, from hiding from her own supporters. And what happened was people voted Republican ticket, but paused to vote for Gary Peters, who won by about 400,000 votes. He had support. He was seen as a business-friendly Republican, and so some groups, such as the Metropolitan Detroit Chamber of Commerce, supported him, who normally don't support Democrats.
And finally, anything else you found interesting about last night's election?
I think that people were amazed in both parties how well the Republicans did in the legislature. They picked up one seat in the Senate. Nobody had seen that coming, where they have now a 27 to 11 supermajority, picked up four seats in the House. So, however, there's a lot of new Tea Party members, so it remains to be seen what Governor Snyder can get done in the next 4 years with a Republican legislature that is probably more conservative than he is.
Well, we will certainly talk about it in the weeks ahead. Thanks, Jack, for your insights.
Thank you.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.